What's up, everybody? This is Game Chat, Borderline Entertainment's weekly games cast.
Yes.
Brought to you by us, for you, with love and gentle, tender
fingers.
Yeah.
At Borderline Entertainment, where we are just winning your affections.
Wait. Oh.
One flop at a time.
You didn't even get it right.
What?
It's just barely winning your affections.
Yeah, I didn't want to barely do it. I wanted to win them.
You just wanted to just do it.
But it's true. We are just barely winning, because let's be honest, if we're looking at the views, we've got 60, 20, 12. This one will probably hit like 100. So you're just barely making you want to stay around.
Sometimes we give you what you want. Sometimes you go, what the heck is this crap?
You're like, that's not what I wanted, but I'll take it anyways.
Yeah.
You know, like 50% of the marriages out there.
Oh, no. Well, that's sad.
It's kind of what I want, but...
Thanks for bringing it there. Well, Asa... I'm glad you're back. I'm glad we can do this thing together that we do.
Yes.
What's on your brain? What's picking your brain?
As you know, I was at Disney the past week. Hmm. And it is the most magical place in the world. Did you know that?
I've heard. I have not experienced it firsthand, so.
Yeah, I just about cried every day that I was there, just out of sheer joy.
That's good.
When I met Mickey, I thought I was going to vomit with just excitement and nervousness because I wanted him to like me. Hmm. Over the course of the time, of course, there's like millions of people there.
Obviously. Yeah.
And there are a lot of kids, you know, which that's not bad. Kids are supposed to go to Disney World.
Would not surprise me. No.
Yeah. But I started to notice that a lot of families would bring like babies.
See that? Okay. I know what you're talking about. And I don't understand that. People who take kids that are like too young to even remember that they're there, like, that seems wrong to me.
Like, the memory doesn't start to really develop until the age of 5, but there are so many 4-year-olds and 3-year-olds and infants at Disney. So, like, you hear people say, yeah, I've been to Disney before. I don't remember it, but I've been. And it's like, well, maybe it's because your parents took you when you were too young. You know, like, if you were there for, like, if you're 4 years old,
okay,
you should only be there for, like, a couple hours a day because it's hot. It's mega crowded.
Yeah.
And that's a long day to be in those conditions for a little kid.
I can already envision myself how fussy I'd be.
Yeah. Like, we were there one day from park open to park close, which is roughly 9 to 9. And, like, you would see people there that are just, like, drenched in sweat, so you know they've been there all day. Mm-hmm. And they've got, like, a little kid in a stroller. And that kid looks miserable.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just some of these experiences, like... Sure, I understand. Bring your kid. They need to experience that as a child. But don't keep them there all day and, like, realize that, you know, there's a certain age to where things can be enjoyed. That kind of helps me transition into what I want to talk about today, which was...
Kids are the worst.
Wow.
What is that?
Not what I meant.
Not what you...
Nope.
Oh, okay.
No, I was aiming more at, like, game rating systems and just what that is all about. We both have worked with kids before, like kids camp and things like that. And I work in a school normally, and there are kids there that talk about playing games that I was not allowed to play until I was in high school.
Yes, I have heard that as well.
And that, like, that blows my mind to hear, like, an 8 or 9 year old talk about playing Grand Theft Auto 5. And so it just made me think, like, do people even care about the rating systems?
I'm not even sure if I'm allowed now to play that game.
I know, like, I'm pretty sure if I told my mom that I was playing GTA, clubbing old people for looking at me weird on the streets of LA.
I don't think she'd be happy.
No. Do you think the rating systems matter? I mean, because honestly, you know that there are so many parents out there that they'll just go, like, their kid, like, whines and cries because they want this game.
Right.
And so they go, oh my gosh, fine. I'll do it. I don't know why they all have, like, a smoker's voice. I'm gonna go get the game. And they go to GameStop or somewhere and they just buy it and then just give it to them without even reading the label.
Yeah.
And then reading what kind of content is in the game. They don't do any kind of research.
True.
You know?
Yeah. See, I was thinking about it from the other perspective of, from adults. Like, to me, M, follow me, stands for marketing. The label M is purely just for adult people can know, like, oh, I'm playing an adult game. You know what I mean? Because if people our age see something that's rated T, and they're not like gamers, they don't know the company, they don't know like what the game's about, you know, they're going to be kind of like skeptical to like, what is
teen?
This? Is this a teen game? Like, I'm not a teenager.
Just Barbie?
This is probably really boring and not that fun. But there's a lot of really fun teen games.
There really are.
Infamous is back
then. Is that rated T?
It's rated T for teen. You better believe it.
That's an amazing game.
It is. But like, I can see where people would see them and be like, oh, whatever, you get to be a superhero, like whatever, blah.
Yeah. But they're missing out on an incredible experience.
Exactly. On the other end, I think the kids who want to play mature games, like M-rated games, it's more just to be in the loop, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not really about the game, it's about just being able to say to friends, like, oh, yeah, I believe that too.
Like, that's what's cool, that's what's popular.
Right. Yeah. And so it's like, I don't think that's, I think that's an even more reason to say, no.
Can't play it.
You're not going to play that game.
And like, therein lies another problem, is that so many games these days are rated M. Like, all of the big games are rated M for mature, and that kind of like, I don't remember a whole lot because I was younger, but I feel like back when I was growing up, there were a lot of different games of different ratings.
Yeah.
Like, there were more teen games and more E games for, like, that everyone would enjoy. It wasn't like it's a sports game or a kid's game or death.
Right.
You know what I mean? But nowadays, all the big AAA games that everyone wants to play that are mega popular are all rated M. But, I mean, if you look at the descriptions, really, it's just, like, a lot of violence.
It's violence, yeah.
But I don't think, like, a small kid needs to be opened up to the world of gratuitous violence. You know, it's kind of like you don't want your 8-year-old kid going and watching a rated R movie. Although, I mean, you know, all the kids went to see Deadpool.
Oh, that's terrible.
That was a... It's an awesome movie, but
not for kids.
You know, word to the wise, parents, just because it's a superhero movie does not mean that it is for kids.
Mm-hmm. I think ratings are definitely important. So in my family, okay, I'll just kind of go through. When I was growing up, I would be able to watch movies like as I turned that age. So like I was allowed to watch PG-13 movies when I turned 13.
Yeah.
And that's just how my parents grew me, you know, or raised me.
No, they grew you.
They grew me. like in a garden. I'm like popping out of the ground.
They're pouring water on you. My parents kind of grew me the same way, just a little bit though.
Yeah.
Because I was also under the rule of, you live in our house, you live in our rules.
True.
So, you know, M is 17 and up, even though when you go and buy the game, you have to be 18 or up to purchase it.
Right.
But I mean, as a 17-year-old, like there were plenty of M-rated games I was not allowed to play.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little embarrassing, but so I've had magazine subscriptions since I was a kid.
I've heard the story.
Yeah, and so I would get, you know, nerdy magazines and video game magazines just all the time. And one day I was gone at school, and this was roughly like 8th grade, and I got an official Xbox magazine came in the mail, and I believe that I had the game Sudeki on the cover. And it's basically was like this girl, and she was like this.
Oh, okay.
So my parents intercepted the magazine.
Oh, yeah.
And I come home, and they're like, hey, your game magazine came today. Interesting thing about it, there was a half-naked woman on the cover. We had to take care of your magazine. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Did you throw it away? No, we didn't throw it away. There was some content in there that isn't appropriate for, you know, a teenager. And I'm like, you know, all I could think was like, oh, it was Halo and there's like some bloody grunt, you know?
Sure.
But no, I go and I look at it and there, my dad, bless his soul, got a black permanent marker and did sensor bars.
Nice.
And the thing was, is on the flip side of the magazine, because he would fill it in so heavily, I could see it on the other side. So
you couldn't really read it.
Yep.
Not going to lie, that's something that I might do. Like, but not in like a serious way, but in like a... Like
to mess around with your kids?
Yeah, but in like a serious but joking way. You know what I mean? To like frustrate them, but then to let them know like, you know, preface it with like, or, you know, kind of end it with like a conversation about like, mm-hmm. do you know why we did this? Like,
yeah,
it's not because we think you're, you know, whatever. We
a
just
perv.
Want, yeah, we just want to teach you stuff like that. So.
Deviant.
But that's where I do think ratings are important.
Yeah.
And to go back to my story, Emma, she,
your little sister,
my littlest sister, she was allowed to watch like PG-13 movies, like as she's like.
Oh!
But hang on. It's as she's becoming more like, you know, like it's not a lot. It's not a lot. It's like Star Wars.
Oh, never mind.
You know what I mean? So that's
who cares about the ratings of Star Wars?
So this is what. So this is what is important. I think is when considering ratings, mm-hmm. parents need to do research.
Yes.
They need to look into why is the game rated what it is, and you know, is that something that my kid is able to handle.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really what it just comes down to.
Yeah, no, I completely agree, because the ratings are there for a reason, and I totally back them 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are some games that I'm glad that my parents didn't let me play, you know, because A, it gave me more of an appreciation for them now,
mm-hmm.
Because I waited till I was older to play them,
mm-hmm.
but then also, you know, not saying that it would have made me some kind of deviant, but it didn't affect me because I wasn't exposed to it as a kid
right.
when I was too young.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars and Lord of the Rings, those are things that you should just watch no matter what ratings they are.
She's getting there.
I always had this idea, this funny prank for my kids. I mean, I probably won't ever get to do it because it's a little excessive. That's what I'm told. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
You know, if I do it at the right age. But really the joke is that my kids would be gone at school and they would come home. And I would like rush to the door and I'm like covered in blood. I'm like, kids.
Oh my gosh.
Kids, I need you to call your aunt. I need you to just go for a while. And they're like, no, Dad, what's wrong? And I'm like, kids, you just, oh. And then I would run out of the room and then they would run into the house and follow the blood trail. So the kids go into the kitchen and their mom is laying there in a pool of blood.
Ugh.
And they just like, they drop their stuff and they start crying and they're like, and then I come in, I race into the room, and I act like I don't know they're going to be in there. And I'm like, kids, I can't explain this. I just, your mom, she wouldn't stop. And so I pick her up in my arms. I don't know what to tell you. Except, and then in unison, she picks her head up and we go, gotcha!
What does that have to do with mature ratings? What does that have to do with
it? No, it's just like, you know, inappropriate jokes. Is that too young for kids? I don't know.
Yeah, I think I would be horrified if something like that happened to me.
But yeah, that I think it'd be a hilarious joke. Really quickly, this is what's coming out this week. I'm just going to do the two big ones. Nier Automata for PS4.
Mm-hmm.
Looks pretty cool. Have you seen anything about that? Well, if you're a Japanese lover, like you are, and it'll come out sometime soon, I know it, but that's coming out for PS4. But the biggest release is Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Ooh,
and I'm so excited. I love the Tom Clancy games. I am a huge fan of the Ghost Recon series, and it looks like it's going to be everything that The Division was not.
Oh.
Booyakasha! What are you playing this weekend?
Sad.
I'll
just feel it when it comes to me.
I want to play Ghost Recon, but in all honesty, I can't stop playing Final Fantasy 15. So,
dude, right behind me.
I'm probably going to play some Final Fantasy 15.
Then we'll talk about it.
Yeah. But let us know in the comments what you think about ratings. You know, like we said, we think that they're important and that they perfectly have a place,
yeah.
you know, in our world, but people don't seem to take them as seriously as others do. So let us know in the comments what you think about them. And as always, you know, go to all of our pages and our accounts and support us, follow us, like us.
Be
Instagram,
page.
Twitter, Facebook, YouTube.
Patreon.
Patreon's the big thing. We love you guys so much. And all of the support that we've gotten from all of our family and friends has been incredible.
Amazing.
We appreciate all the likes and the shares and the comments. But now we're asking you if you can take it a step forward and go to that Patreon, you know. the donations that you guys give to us help us to make our dreams come true, and in turn hopefully make your dreams come true as we're able to make more content and better content. And we've got some projects, you know, down the line that we want to do for you guys. You know, some films, some new shows, some episodes, and then, you know, further on down the road, some bigger, more physical projects. And the only way that we can do that is with your continued support. So if you can go to Patreon, Borderline Entertainment is our name, and love and entertainment is our game. Is that a good tagline?
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of made it up on the fly, but it was from the heart, so yeah.
It's a little cliche, but that's good. It worked.
But, you know, it's just the way it is. As always, folks, I'm Asa.
I'm Andrew.
And we're out.
Bye-bye.
That was Japanese.